This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh, very glad to have you with us. Hour number two is underway. If you missed Harris Faulkner and hour one, you can go get it from the archives. You can watch the video on my Twitter feed. You can re-listen to the archives and the podcast at SoundCloud.com or iTunes. In fact, if you just search KMC Radio on iTunes or SoundCloud, you'll get all the podcasts that we do, including the new one that we are producing for my next guest. I'm very excited to be able to talk about that tonight because it is really one of the most compelling new podcasts on the market. We're going to talk about not only the philosophy behind it, but kind of the expertise of its host as well. But it is on a weekly basis that we open up this thing called the Ladies Lounge, where we introduce you to some of the most brilliant minds in media. They just all happen to be female. And they also have this in common. They generally tend to be voices that I wish were amplified a bit more in the media scene. And I can't wish that and be a hypocrite and not do something of my own desire to bring them to a greater awareness personally. So as we delve into the Ladies Lounge tonight, it is my pleasure to welcome back Georgie Borman, who is a senior contributor for TheFederalist.com. She has also written for a number of other outlets. She's also an author that has co-written a very intriguing book with her husband as to why you should check out early, clocking out early. Cody Borman, Georgie Borman, all about the ultimate guide to early retirement. She happens to be a hardcore Android fan. And we have had a few spirited discussions even on this day about not only technology, but some of the stuff that's going on in our country. And she's always full of common sense, and it's a joy to have her back. There she is on your screen if you're watching on Biz TV. Georgie, it's good to have you. Welcome back. All right, we have your video. Kyle, open up a microphone. Make sure we have the audio. We're gonna get your audio working, I promise. You look great on TV, by the way. You look fantastic. We just can't hear you. So we'd love to be able to do that. By the way, let me just encourage you, if you were with us in hour one and you have not yet made that call, 888-342-1010. The reason that we're doing that is that it is very, very crucial. In this next 3 months, we are working on this slave liberation project. CSI is working very hard to liberate as many South Sudanese slaves that have been taken captive as they possibly can. And, we are anticipating that if we can do this, we will in fact, make a huge impact on, the opportunity to set people free that have been enslaved for some time. Do we have Georgie now? Georgie, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can.
Excellent.
Okay. It's a little bit, so we'll figure out the levels here in just a second. Kyle's working on that, but I can hear you now, and that's good. Hey, welcome back. It's good to have you.
It's good to be here again.
Now it all sounds normal. It's the way it's supposed to sound now. This is a good deal. For people, and you know the concept of the Ladies Lounge, it's to amplify women intentionally and to give rise to their voice. I don't really hold any kind of litmus test. People don't have to agree with me on political issues and so forth, but it is an opportunity to get to know the people that are here. And if there's, an elevator pitch that you were going to give folks on who Georgie Borman is, what would that be?
I'm a writer that's interested in digging deep into the topics that matter from a Christian worldview, from a conservative worldview, and based off of my principles is how I approach things. So I write about a lot of serious topics. I'm not always a serious person, but I write about the things that I think are most that are undercovered in the media, for instance, assisted suicide and certain aspects of the abortion debate and things like that. So I'm very interested in doing deep dives into very serious, grave topics. But I love coming on this show because it's a lot more fun than that.
Well, and that's that, and we do that on purpose. So that's, you know, Saturday night. Who wants to argue about hardcore stuff on this late as Saturday night? And I know it's a little bit earlier for you because you're a West Coaster. Well, and you're also on top of all that, you're a wife and you're a mom and you were part of a startup and you're an entrepreneur and now you're a grade A level iTunes approved podcaster. Now, talk to us about that. What was that all about?
Yeah, I am so happy to be hosting the 180 Cast. It's an idea that came to me a couple months ago, and you helped make it happen, so I'm very grateful for that. Basically, the format is I interview people who have totally changed their minds on important subjects, whether that be philosophical or cultural or political, and we have in-depth conversations on why they changed their mind and what they believe now and what sort of insight do they have into both sides of the debate. So I've really, really been enjoying doing that so far, and I feel like I could probably do it until I die. It is just fascinating. That's one of my favorite things in the world is to talk to interesting people, and I get to do that with the 180 Cast.
Yeah.
And,
well, and
bring
I want,
other people along for the journey.
I want people to go to iTunes and subscribe to the 180 Cast tonight. That's how it's spelled. 180 space cast podcast. Obviously, it's a play on the word podcast. But if you're an iTunes podcaster, go there, search it, add it. If you are a SoundCloud user, if you use aggregators, just search 180 Cast and look for it and then subscribe to it. It does not matter whether you're left or right, you're going to find this stuff interesting. In fact, Georgie, we were producing this week's episode. Talk to us about who Lierre Keith is and why people might find this nearly an hour-long conversation quite compelling.
Yeah, Lierre Keith was a vegan for about 20 years, since she was 16 years old. And then she finally left veganism after her health just gave out, after multiple problems that just couldn't be solved on her current diet. And a good friend of hers told her, you can't keep going like this, you're going to kill yourself. And she said, I realized that he was right, and I took that plunge into my first bite of meat, and it's been different ever since. And she wrote a book called The Vegetarian Myth, where she talks about the myths surrounding veganism and vegetarianism, and not only just the nutritional side, but also whether or not it's good for the planet to be having mass agriculture the way that we currently do it. And the same thing with factory farming as well. So she has a very, very interesting perspective. She certainly comes more from the left, and it's just a fascinating conversation. I enjoyed every second of it.
Truly is, truly is. Nick is showing your book on the screen just right there, clocking out early. And I'm just getting all this stuff out of the way so we can just delve into issues in the next segment. But talk about the book that you wrote with your husband and why you were motivated to do it.
Yeah, Clocking Out Early is a handbook to early retirement. So it basically takes the reader from living paycheck to paycheck to how to withdraw your investments in early retirement in, you know, tax advantaged ways. So it really covers the gambit from budgeting to more advanced tax strategies, and it does so in a very straightforward, just plain worded way. And we wrote it because there was nothing like that out on the market when we sat down to write it. So we just figured we need something that covers, you know, the budgeting and the fiscal responsibility aspect, and also the more technical aspects of investing and early retirement. So gotcha. We decided to combine those.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
Well,
it's fun.
And so this is your life, talking about content and issues and all these types of things. Well, I know that as one of the senior contributors for the Federalist, you have a pretty good handle on public policy as well. Now, it's kind of interesting, Georgie, because as I've gotten to know you, I know that you live on the West Coast. Most people that blog about politics and so forth do so from the East Coast. There's a certain kind of snobbery of time zones that you have to be in where everything's happening. You've purposefully chosen to live very far away from the hub of all the activity. And when we come back, before we get into the stories of the day, I want to ask you a little bit about the philosophy behind that, because I have a feeling you probably do it on purpose. And I'm fascinated by some of those decisions that people make along those lines as well. So if you have not done it, follow her on Twitter, Georgie_Borman. You can also follow the 180cast on Twitter. You just search 180cast, you'll find that. And then please, please, please go subscribe to 180cast on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn, any of the aggregators that you subscribe to, go do that, because you're going to really love stuff that she's doing, and we are very proud to be the production partner in that endeavor.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
So glad to have you with us at Radio Night Live on this Saturday night. That was a live shot of what's going on at the Hot Ticks booth in Times Square just this very minute. I love broadcasting from this city. It's one of my favorite places to be. When I grew up in the Midwest, Southwest, actually, I was always wondering, like, what the big city was like, et cetera, et cetera. And I feel very, very fortunate to get to do Drive Time Radio, have the top-rated show on my station, and to do so from the number one market in the country. It's just a real privilege. But not everyone feels that way. And so tonight in the Ladies Lounge, Georgie Borman is back with us, and I've always wanted to ask you this, and I never have. Georgie, you write for The Federalist, which is a fairly political publication. You're very involved in issues. You're very passionate, particularly about life stuff. You've been writing a lot about the life stuff recently. But you choose to live, would it be fair to say a somewhat unplugged life, that is kind of, off the grid, out of the wire, whatever they say it now?
Fairly rural. We're fairly rural, over here in the central area of Washington State.
Was that a determination that you made to do so on purpose? And if so, why? What was your thinking?
I grew up in the Puget Sound area, so I grew up near Seattle, and it is a beautiful place. The entire state is beautiful, but the Puget Sound especially is just gorgeous. When Cody and I got married, we decided to move into central Washington and closer to his family, because we not only wanted to be close to family, but we wanted to be in an area that was less expensive where we could buy a home. And so it just made a lot of sense. Family is very important to both of us. So I'm so blessed to be married to somebody who values family as much as I do. And you know, it's the 21st century. There's so much that I can do from here, from my laptop and my phone and my web camera. So it just makes sense right now. Gotcha. at our time in life. You know, I have a 2.5-year-old, and then I'm 28 weeks pregnant. So it just makes sense to live close to family right now.
Yeah. Well, and good for you. Congratulations. Mazel tov. We hope everyone's healthy and stays that way all the way through. And congratulations. I didn't know if there was some more strategic reason why. Now, are you going to be a homeschooling family? Is this going to continue through? Or are you going to be able to, like, you know, basically do what you want to do basically anywhere you end up at?
We are going to evaluate all of our options, but I was homeschooled through sophomore year, and then I went off to college. So I have experience being homeschooled. My husband, on the other hand, has experience in about 10 different public schools.
Oh, wow.
So we're just going to look at what our options are when it you know, just depending on where we are in life. We're fortunate enough in America that we have some flexibility in our education options. So it could be a combination of things throughout our kids' lives that we do differently. We could do charter school. We could homeschool. You know, we could go on the road and have field trips and stuff. You know, it just depends.
Well, and I want people that are listening tonight to really understand that as a successful writer for a major political publication, you're doing all this while continuing on with your most important priorities, and I just think that's really cool. We need more examples of that in the mainstream. All right, I want to get into a little bit of the headlines of the week, and one of them was this this back and forth between the president and Ilhan Omar. Now, Ilhan Omar was caught on tape saying that CARE had been founded as a response to 9/11. It's really not true. CARE was around before 9/11. But she said that it was in response to that, and that it was kind of established as a way to stop the abuses against Muslims following 9/11. And then she let this phrase slip that ended up on the front page of the New York Post a few days later. Some people did something one day. That was how she classified the attacks that killed nearly 3,000 Americans on 9/11. Since then, the usual cast of characters, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, and Linda Sarsour, have all stepped up to the plate and have all tried to defend Ilhan Omar's sentiment in that statement. In fact, we have a bit of video from AOC saying that I think she says by the end of this video soundbite that if you print pictures of 9/11 anymore, that you're actually doing more damage than help. Take a listen. Here's what AOC said in the halls of Congress.
The level to which Republican and conservative groups, whether they are official party apparatuses, sending out emails calling me and others domestic terrorists, or whether Rupert Murdoch and the New York Post printing on the front page to circulate all around New York City an image that is incredibly upsetting and triggering for New Yorkers that were actually there and were actually in the radius that woke up one morning or were in their schools and didn't know if they were going to see their parents at the end of the day, to elicit such an image for such a transparently and politically motivated attack on Ilhan. This is, we are getting to a level where this is an incitement of violence.
All right, that's enough. I'm not sure that we could hear that super well, so I want to make sure that I repeat what she said. She said basically that for Rupert Murdoch to print pictures of 9/11 and for Donald Trump to intersperse comments of Ilhan Omar, we can kill the video, guys. I'm still hearing it play in the background. For them to do that is basically an incitement of violence against Representative Ilhan Omar. Georgie, I've never talked to you about 9/11. I don't know what you're going to say. But what is your reaction to AOC's comments there?
Even in context, I found it very, very troubling. And this is coming from somebody who barely remembers 9/11.
Right.
I think I was like 7 years old or something. So I can't imagine how you feel living in New York or how most New Yorkers feel about what she said. It was so callous and just seems detached from any idea that this was just a monstrosity. You know, it was the worst attack on U.S. soil since Pearl Harbor. You can't just say that that's some people who did something, even when you're talking about, you know, how Muslims were treated after 9/11. It just betrays the way that she thinks about these things. You know, just because it's in a slightly different context versus her saying, I'm going to make a direct statement on this and right. I'm going to say that 9/11 was some right. people who did something. You know, it just gives the lie to, like, what she really believes.
Well, it reveals, and when you put it in the context of other statements that she's made in recent weeks that have been overtly anti-Semitic, and I think consistently she's anti-American in her sentiments, I do not find Ilhan Omar to be someone personally that I think has a deep patriotic affection for the country. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm misreading her on some level. It just doesn't register that way with me. So it's in the context of that fabric that I interpret everything else that she says. When we come back, let's talk about these Gen Z, these millennial, these young people that are being put in charge, because I know you've got kind of a theory on that. And make sure you subscribe to Georgie's podcast this week.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says because congressional Democrats refuse to change immigration laws, he's thinking seriously about releasing illegal immigrants into so-called sanctuary cities. He said If cities like New York, Chicago, and San Francisco are willing to protect illegal immigrants, they can have all of them direct from the border.
We'll bring them to sanctuary city areas and let that particular area take care of it.
Authorities in sanctuary cities refuse to enforce federal immigration law. Opponents of the president's plan to ship migrants far from the border call it dehumanizing, costly, and possibly illegal. Oakland, California Mayor Libby Schaft says the Trump administration wants to attack the president's enemies in Democratic strongholds that don't fall in line with his extreme immigration policies. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, that's a live shot of Times Square. Very busy tonight, as you can tell. It's a beautiful day in the New York area, and I hope you had a great day as well. We've been waiting for a beautiful day in New York for quite a while. We're halfway through April, and we're still, you know, 40 degrees in the morning. Like, what is this? Stop that. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us all across the Radio Night Live network, whether that's on the 300-plus radio stations that we're on, like great affiliates like WPG in Atlantic City, home to the great Harry Hurley weekday mornings, or Biz TV, which is in 66 markets nationwide and some 40 million-plus households that we reach every single week. Just really glad to have you with us. Joining us for the Ladies Lounge tonight is none other than Georgie Borman, one of our favorites. and she has commented on this show on a variety of things. I think the very first time you were on, Georgie, we talked about modest bathing suits, which was kind of an odd thing.
Right.
But
and
you're a millennial, right? You're in this age group that is taking over the world right now. What how does it strike you when you see every presidential candidate for the Democratic Party line up behind AOC saying that we need to spend our complete GDP of $6 trillion for the next 15 years so that someday we can take a bus to Hawaii? I'm just like, there's something that seems a little off in this whole new equation, and I don't understand it, so I'm asking a millennial to explain it to me.
Yeah, my personal opinion is that the millennials and even Gen Z, they really just tell it like it is. They say, we're radical, and this is our opinion. And it's like they've been taught, you know, the principles of leftism before they've been adequately taught how to lie about it to the public. So I think that, Ilhan Omar and AOC, and people of that age group, you know, slightly older millennials who are in government, are, you have to keep an eye on them because they're telling it like it is. And like you said, you know, there was like six senators who are running for president who backed up the Green New Deal. So
they couldn't,
she's
they
just
couldn't
telling
beat,
it like it is.
They couldn't get in front of each other fast enough to endorse it. And then you have actual science people and business people and environment people that look at it and they, you know, Greenpeace? I think Greenpeace took a look at it and said, no, this is total horse pucky. There's nothing here that's going to help save the planet. And then you get her to talk about it and she's telling us we got 12 years to live. And I mean, on some level, I know that she probably earnestly believes all this stuff, but it's just like too cupfuls of the crazy factor, I think, for the average American, and especially the people that are going to be voting come 2020.
It would be hilarious if it weren't so consequential.
Yeah.
Like, she was elected to a federal office. So, yeah, you really have to keep an eye on these people, even if they're not elected to the federal government or even the state government. My personal perspective is that if you really want to know where politics is headed, where policy is headed a little bit further down the line, you really need to be looking at the rhetoric and the academic literature that's coming out of the universities, because those students and professors especially do not hold back because they're in a very isolated ideological bubble.
Boy, that's
they
true.
Don't need to sugarcoat anything or use very much euphemistic language. They just speak their values and they speak it very explicitly. So it's just a fact that what's going on in the universities, and it's always been this way, what you see in academia filters down into politics and into culture. It does.
Well,
so we can't
just
say those people over there, oh, they don't really matter that much. Oh, look how crazy they are. Like, no, those people are going to matter 10, 20, 30
right.
years down the
line. And that brings up the bigger issue of how to deal with it. I mean, Gutfeld, I was just looking at a story from his show this weekend during the break, and There's a college kid that filed an official complaint with the college university behavior board against his roommate because his roommate watched the Ben Shapiro video. Now, I know that we've got a little bit of a sensitivity issue going on, and that's, I guess that's the other thing. If millennials are this honest, are there AOCs of the other side, right of center, that are telling the truth and making a difference in doing so? And do you see that kind of equivalence on the other side as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. What comes to mind first is the abolitionist movement is stocked with a growing supply of millennials who are dedicated to the idea of ending abortion in America. And they don't hold back either. You know, it takes a while, especially when you're young, to figure out, like, oh, I really believe this. I'm really passionate about it. How do I?
Georgie, hold that thought. I want you to complete that statement, but we've got to take this break. We're coming right back. Georgie Borman, our guest in the Ladies Lounge. And
know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Code KMC.
I have the weirdest staff. They type the weirdest things on my screen. Just before we came back from break, my video director, who's in the video room in the back, said, I just saw a ginormous centipede that crawled into a hole back here, so now we have to burn down the whole building. And, like, we're moving out next week. We're going into new studios. So I don't know what that's all about. Anyway, Nick, hold on. It'll be okay. Trust me. Georgie Borman has graciously stayed with us late tonight in the ladies' lounge. And, Georgie, I appreciate it. I know you're a hardworking lady who is writing constantly and thinking all the time. And what I really appreciate you is how thoughtful you are. We were talking about the millennial influence and kind of the say it the way it is kind of attitude that they have. And you were describing that on the right, there are the equivalents of the kind of crazy AOCs that are on the left. And I want to come back to that in a second. But I want you to finish your thought on the abolitionist movement and those that are on the right that are fighting the good fight.
Yeah, as I was saying, it can take a little bit of time for people to organize together and to really put together their most cohesive, persuasive arguments. And I really think that it's coming together for them in the abolitionist movement. I mean, I do count myself among them, but I'm not as involved as some other people that I know. James Silverman comes to mind. He writes a lot for The Resurgent, and he's a very persuasive writer. So, yeah, you definitely see people on the other side who are also willing to tell it like it is. You could count myself among the crazy radicals who don't censor themselves very well. And that's probably why my Twitter following is not as huge as it might otherwise be. I don't hold back.
Well,
and I think that has to do with social media, right? We've grown up on social media and just, like, barfing our thoughts onto the internet every hour of every day.
Right.
So you can't really expect people who are in that habit to really keep a lid on things. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, okay, no. That brings me back to that original point then. So if AOC is going to be like this, if Ilhan Omar is going to tweet 5-6 times a day, if Rashida Tlaib is going to say all this stuff while wearing her Palestinian Authority kaftan or whatever it is that she has, what's the best advice on how we should deal with them? Because I don't think that we should underestimate them, but I also think sometimes drawing attention to them may be playing into their strategy. And to take a third position on the issue, I think they should be put in place when they say nutty stuff. So how do you handle AOC or Linda Sarsour or Ilhan Omar when they ride off the range?
Well, I think especially when it comes to anti-Semitic comments, those need to be addressed and pulled out in front and absolutely rebutted to the full extent that it's possible. You can't let those things fester. And they're talking about very important things. I mean, the Green New Deal is like this idea to totally overhaul the entire economy and, like, get rid of air travel and make everybody travel by mass transit and things like this. These things, you could say, oh, how, you know, that's so silly, or, oh, you know, she's such a crazy anti-Semite. You can't let those things fester. You
right.
have to address them when they come up. Now, if you're bringing up, you know, her dancing on a rooftop from 10 years ago or whatever,
yeah,
like,
I don't
who
care
cares
about
that?
Yeah, exactly.
We just need to focus on the things that are serious. And I think you had it right at the beginning of the last segment when you said several senators backed up AOC. What we really need to do is look at what AOC is saying and be like, okay, is she alone in this? Or is this something that she actually has support for? It's just that the people behind her are a little more quiet.
You may know this, but it is one of the most shocking things about the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and I take great pride in saying her name better than anybody else in media, but it may be one of the most shocking things about how powerful she is. She had all of 11,000 votes cast for her. 11,000
wow.
votes for a congressional seat in the general election. She had to beat the incumbent, but he didn't really campaign very well, and so she kind of took him by surprise. But she had 11,000 votes cast for her, and she has been – you talk about outsizing your influence. Nancy Pelosi cannot put a lasso on her. There's nothing that can be done to her or Omar to be candid at this point. Their social media followings are exploding. And they're pretty good at using them. It makes me wonder if there's a larger organization behind what they're doing, you know, and some have said, you know, perhaps Soros or perhaps other influences, but it sure seems like they make very strategic and very constant progress on the getting the message out front. I don't think that they're going to be successful in the 2020 elections. I do think that some of them may lose their seats. I think Trump's going to win. I think he's going to win kind of handily because of all this that's out there. Because I don't think the Rust Belt and seniors who vote all the time are going to put up with much of this. But having said that, I think it's a mistake to underestimate her.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. Yeah, that's what I've been saying is these young people, they're not just crazy, they're the future.
Right.
So if we neglect them, we're going to be way left behind, way behind the curve in terms of responding to this stuff down the road when it's even more consequential and people like AOC are in even higher positions of authority.
Yeah. Well, we don't have time to play the clip, but there was another story we were going to touch base on, and that was that a college student claimed this last week in a kind of back and forth with Kristen Hawkins, saying that an abortion-surviving baby should not have the right to live. I mean, Georgie, the left talks a lot about science when they want to discuss the climate issue and what supposedly settled science says. But the last I looked, if a human is breathing and is born and is human in DNA distinctly, we have laws that protect those people.
We're supposed to. Not every state does. And this has happened before, right? You know, children who are born alive after botched abortions are left to die in closets and medical waste bins and so on and so forth. Again, it's another example of a young person who doesn't know how to lie properly, just telling it like it is.
Right.
She actually says in the clip that the abortionist has determined that it's not a baby. Oh, really? You determine that it's not a baby? That's up to you?
You magically change the DNA?
Totally.
Yeah.
It's a dog now.
Well,
so,
here's the thing, friends.
That's what they think.
Here's the thing, friends. Georgie, this hour went too fast, and you're a mom-to-be again, and you've got a small one in your house, and you've got to go. But it's always a joy to have you with us. Check out the 180 cast. Every week, 20 to 40 to 50 to 60 minutes of in-depth conversation on something significant and why someone changed their mind about it. Georgie, great to have you. Thanks for being here. Kevin McCullough, my final thoughts coming right back. Don't go away.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Nick, just give me a yes or no. Do we have the Trump video with Ilhan Omar that we were talking about earlier in the broadcast? I'd really like to play that for the folks. Okay. He needs 20 seconds and we'll have it ready to go. Friends, Ilhan Omar has said some crazy stuff in recent days. The president didn't take too kindly to her classifying the damage and destruction of 9/11 as some people did something. Well, someone in the president's team decided to show people what that meant. Let's take a look. Here it is.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something.
So you have no idea right
now. Out of another one, another plane just hit.
Some people did something.
Oh my goodness, there is smoke pouring out the Pentagon.
Some people did something.
It just flew straight into it.
Never forget the sound of those buildings coming down. You didn't have to be in Manhattan that day. The TV cameras picked it up. It was heard around the world. And to just say that some people did something, while speaking at an organization, the Council for American Islamic Relations, that has consistently undermined American policy on trying to protect us from terrorism, just unacceptable. She needs to be beaten like a drum in 2020. So does AOC, so does Rashida Tlaib. All of these crazy radicals that came in, the Democrats need to expunge them in their primary, and if they don't, they deserve to lose their seats. But friends, we've got to take America and be diligent in our stewardship of her. It's our generation. It's our time. This is our country. And we need to be vigilant in that regard. All right. So if you want to catch more, or maybe you missed some of tonight's show, you can go back and get the podcast. We are podcasting, including the 180 Cast with Georgie Borman. We are the producers of that podcast. Several tens of thousands of you every month are downloading. We're on SoundCloud. We're on iTunes. Just search Kevin McCullough Radio on either of those. And not only can you get the weekend Radio Night Live show, you can also get the daily Kevin McCullough radio show that is the top-rated Salem radio talk show in New York City, Market One, Monday through Friday. We've got that up there as well. So hope you'll check that out and then come on back. I'm Kevin McCullough. I'm deeply appreciative of you joining us each Saturday, and I'm hoping that you will be with us next week when we come back live from New York for Radio Night Live. I'll be
so what's the good? Scheming, I know I must be dreaming, and I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you. With you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.